Today, the hunger MDG is the most threatened MDG, and we face losing much of a generation of children to severe malnutrition. We have no shortage of hunger-related emergencies. In fact, WFP's emergency operations will have doubled from 2007 to 2010 and are up 77% just since the start of the food crisis. This is the highest level ever. Next week, I will visit our operations in the Philippines, which have been ravaged by typhoons, mudslides, and floods, leaving hundreds of thousands without homes, farms, or food. In Sumatra, tens of thousands have been displaced by an earthquake, cutting them off from vital supplies of food. In Kenya, a devastating drought has made a once bountiful land a parched desert and left millions of people hungry. Other nations are shaken by internal conflicts or displacements, adding tens of millions to the ranks of the food insecure. The good news is that we have already proven that a concerted approach can work. During last year's food crisis, the Secretary General, along with Dr. Duff, organized the UN in the high-level task force, which was co-chaired by Dr. Duff, coordinated by David Nabarro, to bring an unprecedented level of resources and action, including with the World Bank, and coordination to help quell food riots in more than 30 nations, in partnership with countries to address their urgent needs. We learned then again and anew that a hungry world is an unstable world, and together our collective efforts made it safer and reduced a tremendous amount of human suffering.